Your food tastes a lot better when you're winning. You sleep a lot better. And generally, you're just in a much better frame of mind.
That was the voice of Richie Ashburn, a lifetime 300 hitter in the majors and one of the game's outstanding hustlers. And this is Tops in Sports, a production of the United States Air Force. This is Kyle Rote. Today we'll be talking with Richie Ashburn, who for 15 years has distinguished himself in the National League. But first, this important announcement.
On the aerospace team, there's a place for tomorrow's leaders.
From Jersey City, New Jersey, Sergeant John Layton says,
I think it's important that a young man receive training and experience in a technical field. Since being in the Air Force, I've had the opportunity to become a jet engine technician. I think it's great.
If you aim to be a leader tomorrow, see your Air Force recruiter today.
Richie Ashburn was one of the original whiz kids who captivated the National League in 1950. And now, more than a dozen years later, he's still with us. Richie, you've been with winners and you've been with losers. Which is better?
Well, Kyle, there's no doubt that playing for a winner is the greatest, or a lot better than playing for a loser. In fact, your food tastes a lot better when you're winning, you sleep a lot better, and generally you're just in a much better frame of mind.
Well, Richie, you've also played during your long and varied career for various types of managers. Can you tell us how managers differ?
I played for many managers. I have found that the managers that I've liked best are the managers from what we call the older school, Eddie Sawyer type, Charlie Grimm type. Those fellas would pick out their best players. They didn't platoon very much. They'd pick out their best seven or eight men and give them the ball and put them on the field and let the players go ahead and try to win the game. I played for a completely different system. When I was in Chicago, they had their coaching system of the multiple coaches. We didn't have any manager at all. They did appoint a head coach, and he might coach a week, and then another fellow might coach a week, and this was a very unusual system.
Well, what did you find wrong with that multiple coach system?
The system left a lot to be desired, Kyle, because of the fact that you did have a different boss about every other week, and Mr. Wrigley was tired of firing managers, and he wanted to set up sort of a board to run the club. And I think in baseball, you definitely have to have one guy you can look to respect and for some kind of leadership.
Well, I think that was proven in the standings, Richie, when this fine collection of talent finished ninth with only the New York Mets behind them. And another thing, the system seems to go contrary to human nature. Players seem to root against the head coach who doesn't use them in hopes he'll be replaced.
You do, because you have six or seven players out of the roster, like myself, who were being rotated by these coaches. And it's an unhealthy situation when you get a ball club and you're rooting against some guys. And I even had the feeling that maybe even some of the coaches were rooting against each other. It's a competitive thing, you know. I know if I were a coach competing in that, I would like to do better than the other fella.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens there next season, Richie. And we'll be watching for you to carry on, too. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Kyle.
That was Richie Ashburn, fans. And this has been Tops in Sports, brought to you by the United States Air Force. This is Kyle Rote. Tops in Sports is written by Dick Young and produced by Brad Simpson for the United States Air Force in cooperation with this station.
They took the blue from the skies and the pretty girl's eyes and the touch of